The NRL is back with a bang, and PointsBet have you covered this season with a new league experience. That means faster design for building same-game multis, plus new video previews and tips featuring George Rose. Betting on the NRL is even easier this season with PointsBet. For a betting experience that's built different, download the PointsBet app today. T's and C's apply.
What are you really gambling with? For free and confidential support, visit gamblinghelponline.org.au.
Trains, trains, get down in your veins.
Oh, I don't have city cats, I only have trains.
Don't you have the ferryman?
Don't you have a little city cat thing? What about
ferryman?
The little cat song.
You were mashing so good there.
I think that was pretty good. Anyway.
Next time.
He's known as Mark Mash-em-up.
Well.
That's his DJ name now.
Really?
Hey, it was really exciting, wasn't it? Last week we finally got the start of the 50-cent fares for public transport. And we had a chat to Robert Dow, who is from Rail Back on Track. And Robert was keeping track, pardon the pun,
I knew everything,
of every schedule, how it was working. And we've got him back for a little bit of an update. Good morning, Robert.
Good morning, Laurel, Gary and Mark. How are you going?
Good, thanks, Robert. Could you quantify how many trips you've been on since it started?
I haven't done that many. I've had a few other personal commitments, but we've got big plans. my dear wife and I to go to the Gold Coast and the Sunshine Coast and everywhere in between.
And the 50 cents, just clarifying, the 50 cents would get you to the Gold Coast and Sunshine Coast?
Certainly will. What? Certainly will. That's wonderful. Don't forget, you can do up to 3 transfers and 4 trips within a journey, providing you touch off and touch on within the hour. So it makes it for very affordable travel.
So I'm getting on at Central in Brisbane. Mm-hmm. I swipe on or whatever, touch
on,
and then I get off at what, Helensvale or whatever the last one is,
Bastille
Lakes, mm-hmm. and then swipe off, and that's 50 cents.
Yep,
that's unbelievable.
And if you wanted to swipe off at Helensvale, you could swipe back on and get on a tram and go right in the middle of Surfers Paradise.
Jeez, oh, that's cruising. Now, Robert, look.
And that would be nothing extra. That was just a continuation, still 50 cents.
It's amazing, isn't it? Robert, look, they're saying that the first 7 days of it, travel has jumped by 11.1%. So are you seeing this on the trains, on the trams?
Yeah, our reports are Gold Coast Light Rail is already greater than pre-COVID. Patronage across SEQ is starting to get very close to the pre-COVID patronage, and on certain days it's actually exceeded it, which is good. Now, we expected weekend travel to be very popular, and in terms of relative increases in patronage, that certainly has been the case. But they've had some of the busiest weekend travel they've ever had on the public transport network since August the 5th last weekend. The Ekka was on as well, that helps, but don't forget we can compare it to previous Ekkas, so they're real gains in patronage. I suppose a real surprise packet is the Brisbane Air Train, particularly Air Train or Brisbane Airport staff. Staff travelling on the Brisbane Air Train has jumped near on 70%.
Now the Air Train's not 50 cents though, is it?
No, but the staff get a special fare. They can get a weekly fare for either $21.50 or a book of 20 tickets for $60. Now, the thing is, though, when you couple it with travel on the rest of the network for 50 cents, it becomes extremely affordable, doesn't it? And I think that's why there's been that 70% jump in Brisbane Airport staff travelling on the Air Train. So that's a really interesting thing. The ferries on the weekend, on Saturday, August the 10th, went up 48% in terms of relative patronage. And that's quite impressive, isn't it? The bus network was coming from a higher base than the rail. The rail gains have been pretty good, 12, 14% some days. Bus, not so much, but the buses were a bit higher in terms of pre-COVID patronage than the rail. Rail had a bit more growth to do, and it's done it. Buses are still got plenty of capacity, but there has been a few problems on some of the buses with cancellations. I know around Ipswich area we've had a few problems, and that acts as a little bit of a disincentive for people. But be patient. I'm sure things will settle down. We think that there'll be continued sustained growth from here. It's such a value proposition that people would be unwise not to make use of it, in our opinion, anyway.
And, Robert, just making sure that there's no concessions or anything here. It is 50-cent flat fee for everyone?
Yeah, everyone pays flat fee. Mm-hmm. The seniors 1, 2, and 3, that no longer is in place during the 50 cent fare trial. Seniors can still get free off-peak travel on BCC buses, mm-hmm. and Gold Coast seniors also have free off-peak travel on the Gold Coast buses as well. That remains. But all the other concessions, no, everyone just pays the same, 50 cents. To maximise the value, use a go-kart, make good use of the fact that you can do 3 transfers and up to 4 trips in a single journey. And you can really get out and about and travel very affordably and very safely as well.
Now, we're saying that, this is the last question, we're saying how it's all risen, the amount of people that are getting on public transport, that's fantastic. The other side of the coin, are there huge lineups of people waiting to catch public transport?
Not that we've heard of, no. The TransLink service capacity tracker is a good tool for people to use. There's a link to that on the TransLink website, the main TransLink website, translink.com.au. If you're concerned about congestion on either your bus or train, you can look up and you can see which journeys have plenty of seats available and which journeys don't. So that's a really useful tool for people. I think the first week has really gone extra well. I think TransLink have done a very good job in preparation at short notice for this, and also all our public transport operators, our bus drivers, the Queensland Rail and Gold Coast Light Rail have certainly risen to the occasion.
Well, Robert,
I think it's a great result for our community.
It does sound wonderful. Let's hope they continue it on instead of just a trial. Thanks for joining us this morning. I'm sure we'll be checking in with you again soon.
Yeah, no, please do. It's good to have a chat. Thanks for the time. Bye-bye.
The NRL is back with a bang, and PointsBet